Hey everyone, welcome back to Raw Thoughts from A. Today, I want to talk about something a lot of us carry without even realizing it. Anger at the world. That quiet, heavy frustration, the bitterness, the feeling that life is unfair and nothing ever seems to go right. It can feel like the world is against you, like people let you down, like everything you worked for gets overlooked or taken away. And honestly, sometimes it feels justified. Sometimes life is unfair. People do hurt us and things don't turn out the way we hoped. But here's the thing, holding onto that anger doesn't hurt the world, it hurts you. And the moment you choose to let it go, even if just for a little while, that's when you feel something you might even have been chasing for years. And that's peace. Anger rarely shows up overnight. It's something that builds. Maybe it started when you were young and felt like no one listened to you. Maybe you've been through heartbreaks, betrayals, disappointments. Maybe society itself, expectations about success, money, relationships, has left you feeling like you've never measured up. Even small things add to the pile. Sitting in traffic every day, seeing other people succeed when you feel stuck, watching injustice in the news and feeling powerless. Before you know it, you're walking around with this heavy filter, seeing the world as a place that constantly works against you. But the dangerous part? That filter becomes automatic. You wake up expecting the day to feel bad. You assume people will let you down. You stop giving yourself the chance to hope. Anger tricks you. It makes you feel like you're strong, like you're not letting the world walk all over you. If I stay angry, at least I'm not naive, at least I see the truth. But the truth is, anger is running the show. You think you're in control, but it's the one making the decisions. It decides who you trust, how you spend your energy, and how much joy you allow yourself. And the more you hold onto it, the more it drains you. Instead of protecting you, it's exhausting you. Instead of pushing you forward, it keeps you frozen. You can't build a future if your hands are full of resentment. Think about how heavy it feels to be angry at the world all the time. Your chest feels tight. Your shoulders ache. Your thoughts loop in circles about what went wrong, who let you down, how unfair everything is. It doesn't just stay in your mind. It seeps in your body. Stress, tension, fatigue, maybe even health issues over time. And emotionally, it isolates you. Because people can feel it. When you're carrying anger everywhere you go, it pushes people away, even the ones who actually want to love and support you. You're not just angry at the world anymore, you're also lonely, tired, and disconnected. But here's the powerful part. The moment you decide, I don't have to carry this anymore, everything shifts. You don't have to agree with what happened. You don't have to say it was okay. You just have to stop holding it like it's your responsibility to fix the world or punish it by being angry forever. And when you do let go, you feel it instantly. Your shoulders drop, you breathe easier, you start noticing little things again, the way the sun feels, the taste of your food, the sound of someone's love. It's like you've been holding your breath for years and finally exhaled. That's peace, not perfection, not everything being magically fixed, just peace. Letting go isn't about pretending nothing ever happened. It's about choosing not to let it control you anymore. Here's how you can start. Acknowledge it. Don't push your anger down. Name it. Say, I feel angry because. Ask yourself if it's serving you. Does this anger actually make your life better or is it draining you? Focus on what you can control. You can't control other people. You can't fix the past, but you can choose how much energy you give it. Redirect your energy. Use what you feel to feel something better. Exercise, creativity, connection, learning. Practice forgiveness, not for them, but for yourself. Forgiveness doesn't mean saying what you did was okay or what they did was okay. It means saying, I'm done letting this live rent-free in my mind. It won't happen overnight, but every time you let go, you're reclaiming a piece of your prize. When you stop being angry at the world, life doesn't suddenly become perfect. Bills still come, people still say things that sting, plans still fall through, but you change. And because you change, the way you experience life changes. Suddenly, things that used to trigger you just don't. That rude comment doesn't stick. That small setback, annoying sure, but not devastating. That friend's success, you can actually celebrate with them instead of feeling bitter. Peace doesn't mean you never feel hurt again. It means you've stopped letting anger dictate your life. If you've been walking around angry at the world, maybe for years, I want you to hear this. You deserve peace. You deserve to live without that heaviness sitting on your chest. And you don't have to wait for the world to change to get there. You choose it, right now, today. When you stop being at war with the world, you don't lose, you win. You win your energy back. You win your joy back. And you win yourself back. Thanks for spending time with me today on Raw Thoughts from A. Remember, peace doesn't come from everything outside you is calm. It comes when you decide to put down the weight you've been carrying.